Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, sweetie, you're looking kind of pretty with a girl like you doing in the drug city.
I'm just here trying to have my own way.
Yeah, I think I like how that sounds. What you say we get to know each other better?
That sounds good, but I don't think that I can act you.
I don't know, tell me, is it so? Do you get a kick out of telling brothers no?
No, it's not that, so you don't understand. I said I'll put it, I got a man.
What your man got?
Show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
What exactly is a wingman? When a man goes out to bar, restaurants, nightclubs, and other social venues, it is the job of the wingman to scout out women who are frequently referred to as targets. Then, the wingman makes sure that all of the circumstances are just right for his good buddy to move in on his female target so that a conversation can get started that will hopefully lead to an exchange of phone numbers, if not more. Furthermore, it is the job of the wingman to offer his buddy words of wisdom as relates to women and dating and relationships in general, to go out with his buddy's not so attractive girlfriend if a double date becomes a necessity for success. And finally, the wingman is expected to promote his buddy to women and help build a sense of curiosity, intrigue, and excitement in the female target's mind about the idea of spending time with his buddy in a romantic and or sexual manner. All wingmen should be appreciated and treasured. They are truly invaluable. Here's the thing, though. If there is one thing that is just as good, if not actually better, than having the services of a trusting wingman at your disposal, is having access to a female friend who acts as a wing woman. In the same way it's been said that wealth attracts more wealth, beautiful, sexy women tend to act as a magnet for other beautiful, sexy women. One woman believes that some of the best advice a man can receive about meeting, attracting, and seducing women comes from the minds of wise women instead of the minds of a man's male buddies. Who is this woman who believes that she can take a man with less than average social skills and turn him into an irresistible lady killer? Her name is Marnie Kinross, and Marnie is about to go into detail about her wildly popular brand of date coaching known as the Wing Girl Method, as Marnie is very excited tonight about the idea of getting up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh my God, is this Alan Roger Curry of Mode One fame? Oh my God.
You're really good at this.
I got to ask you, though. Do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in the race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect the woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo.
Hey, Moe.
Gerard McClendon from Chicago Tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode 1, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
With that kush. I promise that's my dude, but we don't smoke that Reggie Bush. And I'm with two women, make you take a second look. We popping like champagne bottles, but we never shook. And we gon' be alright if we put Drake on every day.
They can't help it, and I can't help it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, November 19th. And in tonight's episode, we're going to ask the question, can women offer men dating and relationship advice that is just as useful and just as valid, if not more valid, than the advice that a male dating coach or male relationship advisor can offer? One woman is here tonight to make an argument that suggests a resounding yes. But before we get to my guest for the evening, let me inform you, next week, a week from tonight, I will not be having a live show. Will not be having a live show because, of course, a week from tonight, it's Thanksgiving, and I will be getting my grub on. See, you assuming that I'm going to be eating turkey and dressing. Hey, you know, you got to think outside the box. You got to be unconventional. A brother like me is going to have chicken wings and dressing. That's right. Forget some old turkey. That's for old fogies, man. I'm going to have me some chicken wings and dressing. That's
Alan, you're so stupid. You're stupid.
I'm going to have chicken wings. I'm going to have dressing. I'm going to have peach snapple. Okay, I'm going to have a little wine, too, but I'm going to have some peach snapple somewhere. You know me. Holidays, chicken wings. The two go hand in hand with one another. But, yeah, next week I won't have a live show. I will return the following Thursday, 2 weeks from tonight, 2 weeks from tonight, and that should be an interesting episode because I will have for the second time the one and only, that's right, David X. If you're not familiar with David X, well, first of all, just about every single man who knows something about the attraction and seduction community
knows about David X. Me and him are kind of similar. We're almost like considered rebels of the seduction community. We don't go in line with most of the principles and philosophies of the seduction community. We believe in a more upfront, honest approach. And yeah, David X, he's very opinionated. He has a lot of strong convictions behind his principles. And to his credit, my first interview with him is actually my most listened to episode since I started my show. Since I started my show, he has the most listened to episode by Archive Podcast. For a long while, it was Hill Harper. But just in the last 3 to 4 weeks, David X overtook him and has the number one most listened to episode on Upfront and Straightforward. He has a lot of followers. And his last show, my last interview with him, he was a character. He said some things that I think made men throw out their fists in agreement and made some women cringe maybe a bit. But I love him. He got that raspy voice. He talks kind of like this. David X got that raspy voice. And so, yeah, I'm going to have him on Thursday, December 3rd. And I'm expecting nothing short of a very provocative and more than likely controversial conversation. And then the following week, I will have a dating expert by the name of Julie Spira. Julie Spira is, she just actually had me on her show. She was interviewing me. Her nickname is the Cyber Dating Expert. And we're going to talk about the whole concept of online dating, the ups, the downs, the pros, the cons, the myths, the realities of online dating. So that's Julie Spira on December 10th. And then wrapping up the month of December will be a young lady who I've also had on the show before who goes by the name of Yanni. Yanni. She runs a series of activities and events for both singles and couples in the Chicagoland region that's entitled Intimate Evenings. Intimate Evenings. And I will have her on the show December 17th. Let me give shout-outs to my chat room. Is there a game going on or something? You know, people are slow to make it into the chat room tonight. What's up? I usually had like a whole bunch. But, you know, I'm sure they'll straggle on in. But right now, I got my main man. Some people say he's my twin brother from another mother. I got relationship coach Rael Sims. He's in the house. I got self-guided. He's in the house. I got Miss Egypt 99. She's in the house. I got James 365. He's in the house. I got a few guests in the house. I got my good female friend, Adrian 362636, Diva 362636. Diva let me know that she's going to the Rose Bowl because her school, Ohio State, is going to be in the Rose Bowl. So she's going to be in California. Around the same time, I'm in California because I'm going to California. More about that in a few moments. But first, I got to give some more shout-outs. And first, I will start off with the lovely and talented Miss Tyler Collins. You talk about having somebody having your back, somebody being in your corner, somebody giving you, you know, love and support and inspiring you to rise to the next level. Tyler Collins, she encompasses all that. Much love for my baby. My brother and ace confidant, Stephen Curry. I'm praying for Stephen Curry because he's been having a few health challenges. That's my brother. Love him to death. My cousin, Jason P. Jones in Chicago. Arthur Ball, Maplewood, New Jersey. Philip Pulliam and his older brother, Irvin V. Pulliam III. That's right. Nohad, a.k.a. Metal Hayes, Soroya Green, Tiffany Garland, LaTroy Mays. Today is LaTroy's birthday. Give it up for him. Daryl Chapman, frat brother of mine, high school buddy Todd Robbins, Blog Talk Radio host Kathy Holloway Hill, Chad Hunter, Will Wavy, all my other fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts, as well as my Facebook buddies and many others. Hey, I announced last week that I was going to have a dating and relationship workshop on Saturday, January 2nd in California. Right now, I'm going to be honest, right now there's probably a 75% chance that that's going to be postponed. So keep checking my Facebook, my website. More than likely, I'm going to postpone that until Saturday, February 13th, which, of course, is the day before Valentine's Day. Matter of fact, when I have that workshop, Ryle Sims, who's in my chat room, is going to be one of the invited speakers. So, yeah, that should be a great workshop. I'll keep you posted with more details as they develop. Janet Jackson was interviewed by Robin Roberts. She said her and Jermaine Dupri broke up. But she said they're still very, 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 very good friends. They talk all the time, but they're not together romantically. One of the best NFL games I've seen this season was the Colts and the Patriots. Man, that was off the chain, man. If you're an NFL football fan, man, that was off the chain. They were down by 13 points in the fourth quarter, and the Colts came back. They came back and won the game and beat, you know, the rivalry between Tom Brady, the quarterback of the Patriots, and Peyton Manning, quarterback of the Colts, that's probably right now the most storied rivalry in the NFL. And they both put on the show. Much respect to both of them. There's a game tonight, somebody told me. Miami is beating Carolina 14-3. I don't care about no Miami and Carolina. Oprah has announced she's going to do her last show in September of 2011. She is calling it quits. Man, that's going to be an interesting show. That's going to be an interesting show. That final show of Oprah, man, that's going to be off the chain. I guarantee you that. All this hype about New Moon, somebody going to have to explain it to me. What is the fascination with vampires and werewolves? That's all I want to know. What is the fascination with vampires and werewolves? That's just tripping me out. So I will be right back to introduce my guest for the evening. Don't go anywhere. I shall be right back with a discussion about who is giving better advice, men or women, and we're going to talk about everything related to her principles and philosophies right after this.
Hey, I'm Dangerously, and you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com, and remember, keep it dangerous.
No one.
You're about to enter into the erotic zone with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, the king of verbal seduction. This is the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Diana DeVoe, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Layla Odom, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Bella.
And this is Charlie.
And we're dancers from the legendary Score Strip Club in New York City. And you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
Episodes of the Erotic Conversationalist are available as a downloadable MP3 file from www.mode1.net. All right, I'm going to go with my next caller, area code 310-310. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
I
I used to date lots of women, both in high school and in college and in medical school, and people used to always ask me, you're not the best-looking guy, you're not the richest guy out there, how are you getting all these women? And essentially, the answer is actually quite simple. It's essentially having the confidence and knowing what you want to do.
Oh, thank you, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, sir, Master Allen.
I like that.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much for having me. That is easily the nicest introduction that I've ever had.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. My guest for the evening started her business in 2003, and since then, she has established herself and her Venice Beach-based company as one of the premier attraction and seduction organizations in the world. She and her staff host a number of workshops and seminars all across the country and also in different countries, and she has a number of products for her clients, books, videos, audio tapes. Her main philosophy is known as the Wing Girl Method. And with it, she promises single men the secrets to identifying what women really want from men and what it really takes to attract and maintain their interests. So on behalf of Upfront and Straightforward and the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network, listeners, give it up for attraction and seduction guru, Marnie Wing. What's up, Miss Marnie?
Hello. I like that introduction. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. I always give my guests their deserved kudos. Now,
that's a good idea. I like it.
I just found out something interesting about you, young lady.
Yeah.
You are engaged to be married. Tell me and my listeners about that. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm engaged to the man of my dreams that I've been dating for 5 years. I'm happy. I'm having a wedding in New Orleans. He's from Chicago. He's an amazing man, and he embodies everything that I am constantly trying to teach my clients to embody.
Hey, I got a small favor.
Yes?
Your voice is kind of having this certain, I don't want to say, it's like an ambiance that's different.
Oh, no, like it might be my headset that's happening.
Your voice doesn't have the same clarity. Is something going on your phone end?
I don't know. I'm using Skype to call into you. So,
Well, we'll see how this goes. If my listeners don't complain, I won't complain. But otherwise, you know, I've got to give you a little warning. We might have to change something if the listeners say that they having problems. But, well, that's cool that, so you've been dating them for 5 years.
For five years, yeah.
Got engaged 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you two meet? Tell me, what did he exhibit a lot of the attributes that you teach men? Well, I guess you just said that. You said he embodies a lot of the things you teach men. He was smooth and confident when he approached you?
Yeah, 100%. And the main thing is that he completely respects himself He's a self-assured man, and he didn't push himself on me. And I like that. He was completely calm when we were dating, which made me completely calm and comfortable and always want to be around him. He never pounced on me. He physically or, you know, emotionally never pounced on me, which I appreciated and I liked, and it made me always want to come back for more. But yeah, he completely embodies everything that I tell my clients that they need to embody in order to attract and maintain relationships with women.
Okay.
Are you still having problems hearing me? Am I really quiet?
You said what?
Am I still really quiet?
No, you're not quiet. It's just that, you know how like when somebody's talking to you on a speakerphone, their voice kind of blends in somewhat with the background noise. It's not, their voice is not standing out. That's kind of the effect that's going on right now. I mean, I can hear you.
Sorry.
But it's not that real crisp, clear, like, you know,
sound.
Like if you were on a headphone up to your ear. But like I said, you know, until somebody in the chat room says they can't hear you and they don't understand what you're saying, I'll go with it. Now, tell me, what is an extras wrangler?
An extras wrangler? Oh, you saw that? That's from when I was in Toronto. I'm from Toronto originally, and you wrangle the extras that are part of a television series or a movie. So basically all the background people, you're in charge of grouping them all together, bringing them to set, and placing them in the production.
Hey, you make the extras on the set sound like cattle or something.
I know. I know, but that's kind of how it felt. That's what my job was. I'd have to group them all together, and they would follow me to the set. Yeah, that's what it was. I actually loved that job. I had so much fun and met the best people.
Yeah, because I had to do my little investigating, found out you was on IMDb, and it said extras wrangler. I was like, wow, I've never heard of that position.
Hey, investigative work.
Now, what first attracted you, Marnie, to the rising field of dating and relationships, coaching and advice?
I've always been fascinated with it. I've always observed people, watched men and women. I was friends with males growing up my entire life. I took psychology in college and majored in social psychology, so I've always been fascinated by it. But I really stumbled upon my business. I was a little tipsy on a Friday night, and I was at a singles mixer with my best friend Nina, and no one was talking to each other. It was boys and girls, like when they're in junior high, standing on separate sides of the room, not talking to anybody. So Nina and I grabbed people, mainly the men in the room, and would say, go talk to that girl. Here's what to say. Here's how to do it. And then we would give them feedback on how they were interacting with women. And then by the end of the night, people were getting phone numbers. They were talking to each other. I really was having a good time. And Nina and I went home and said we want to do it for a living. And my roommate came downstairs, and he was like, you know what, you're not going to be able to charge men to show them how to pick up women. You're going to have to sleep with them if you're going to charge them any money. And I was like, that is not true. So I put an ad up on Craigslist, and then we had 75 responses by the next morning. So then we just started. And then slowly we started meeting more people that were involved in the seduction community. Like Ross Jeffries was the first person that we met. And then we stumbled upon David D'Angelo, and then we did a seminar with him, and then it sort of all spiraled from there. So I didn't set out to do this, but I'm definitely happy that I fell into it.
Okay. Well, since you since you threw out some names there,
yeah,
I'm gonna ask you, because see, I don't know if you know my history.
I do not know your history. I guess if you're saying it like that, I've read about you, but
I'm kind of cool with some guys. I would say who are loosely in the seduction community. Now, I say this on a personal level. I don't have anything against a lot of these guys. I don't really know them that well personally. But just on a philosophical level, yeah, I bump heads with at least two-thirds, three-fourths of guys in the seduction community, because they tend to emphasize tactics that are very misleading and manipulative for my taste.
Yeah.
And I'm more – my principles and philosophies, which is Mode One is all about upfront, straight, which is where the title of this show comes from. I'm all about upfront, straightforward honesty.
That's why I contacted you. Because I read your book. One of my users actually sent me your book about 3 years ago, and I loved it. Because that's what I'm all about as well. I'm not into teaching lines and tactics and how to be a robot in order to manipulate and pick up women. I teach core material, which is very similar to what you do. You obviously have your own technique, but I'm more along the lines of what you teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe in just laying it out on the table. If you get rid, and that's why I don't know if you're familiar with my guest coming up in a couple of weeks. He and I are, by many people who are familiar with the community, we're considered the two most critics / rebels of the. Because yeah, he's similar to me. He's about the non bullshit approach. And David, have you ever heard of David X?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, David X. He cracks me up, man. Last time he was on my show, he was dropping some gems. Probably his strongest statement, he's had this statement where he said, if a woman knows that a man wants to date her or sleep with her, and she doesn't reject him, but instead just, you know, basically strings him along, he was like, now that's a bitch. He was like, that's just a straight up bitch. She's a bitch. Of course, all the women in my chat room were like, how dare he call us bitches? He was like, hey, that's a bitch. He was like, if you know a man wants to fuck you and you don't give him the pussy, then you need to just either tell him you're not going to give him any or just something. But he was like, if you don't, you're a bitch. And anyway.
You know what? I totally understand what he's saying. But actually, I teach a whole seminar on that, which is called Avoiding the Friend Zone. Mm-hmm. And I kind of agree. It's selfish on both parts. It's selfish of the guy and very selfish of the girl to keep staying in a relationship that she knows isn't a true friendship. But it feels nice. Who wouldn't want to have a guy around you that admires you, loves you, thinks you're beautiful, and will do anything for you? It might be a little bit bitchy. It might be a little bit selfish. But if he's not asking to be in any other space in your life, then you have free reign to do what you want. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, that's it's interesting because you could have, like you said, there could be criticism on both ends. Because see, what a lot of guys do, make the mistake of doing, is that a lot of guys will be attracted to a woman, but they won't be upfront and straightforward about the interest. So of course they set themselves up to be played by a woman who's an attention whore and a cock teaser. And so, yeah, the man, I criticize the man for not having the balls to say, hey, I'm interested in you and I want to date you or I want to have casual sex with you. But, yeah, and most manipulative women, they're going to take advantage of that, and they're going to, as David X said, string them along. Now, let me ask you this general question. Just throw it out there. Since you are one of the few women in this, because in the dating and relationships field in general, you usually have women giving women advice and men giving men advice. Who do you think, based on your opinion, I know you're going to be kind of biased probably, but who do you think provides men with the best dating advice? Do you think it's men? Do you think it's women? Or do you think it's kind of equal balance of both?
I would say it's specific women. From what I know, actually, a lot of women don't know how to properly articulate what they're feeling or what they're properly attracted to, mainly because either they're embarrassed of it or they don't actually know. So if you find the right woman, she's far better than any other man you'll talk to. But as a whole, there's a lot of great men out there giving fantastic advice to empower men and strengthen men so they can be the best versions of themselves to attract the women that they want. But the few women that know what they're talking about, like myself, and there's a few other experts who are out there who really know what they're talking about, our information is far beyond what any man can teach you because we know how it feels to be inside the head of a woman. We know what it feels when we're attracted. So we have that insider's point of view that the men are never going to be able to have.
Now, what is, without giving away too many of your secrets and whatnot, What makes your principles and philosophies so unique?
Mainly because they're coming from a woman who can properly say what she is attracted to. I'm not out there to teach lots of men how to get laid and how to get a woman to have sex with them on the first night. I'm teaching men really how to build attraction, how to keep women attracted, maintain relationships, date, and realize that they have options to be with any woman in the entire world instead of just the one woman that glances their way and gives them attention. So the main difference for me is that I am a woman who can feel, explain, and understand what goes on when a woman is attracted.
Now, have you ever had, going back to the seduction community or just guys in general, have you ever had any other male dating coaches or male seduction gurus or just even male clients say, hey, you're a woman, you don't know what you're talking about, you can't help me, or you can't help me? Have you gotten those criticisms or not really?
Oh, my God, yes. I get people emailing me that I should die all the time on my YouTube page. Oh, my God, yeah. I have the nicest supporters, and I have people who are bitter men, which I'm sure you've experienced as well, who are just so angry at the fact and frustrated at the fact that they can't get a woman. They take it out on me, and they'll send me rude, horrible emails. And, yeah, of course, there's a whole bunch of guys who are in the seduction community that definitely not directed towards me, but towards women in general, just saying that women give horrible advice, and they're awful, and don't ever listen to a woman. That's just their marketing tactics. But I haven't really had a lot of the experts bash me directly. In fact, I'm probably very friendly with most of the people in the industry.
Yeah, I've seen that you've been included in a lot of workshops with some of the big name gurus and experts.
Yeah. And the truth is that they're all fantastic guys, and they're not all, actually, I'm going to pick that back. A lot of them are fantastic guys and actually have some great things to say. And the community is definitely going through a shift right now. Because in the very beginning, it was all underground. People were on forums and lairs and sharing their experiences about getting same-night lays. And, you know, that's what it was about in the past. But it's definitely shifting towards becoming a stronger gender, males becoming stronger as a whole and forming your entire male self instead of just the one portion that makes you a master of picking up women.
Do you think...
Yeah.
Men today, to one degree or another, have been psychologically emasculated by society and more specifically feminist types?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Mainly because of the characters that are on television. I had this one friend who was telling me about how, you know, like in the 60s or 70s, whenever Happy Days was on, like the Fonz was the sexiest guy on television. And then MASH came around and Alan Onda was like this super sensitive guy that everybody fell in love with. And now it's like a mishmash of metrosexuals and women rising up and becoming stronger and being able to do more things on their own. But I think a lot of men are very confused about their place in the world, you know? And plus there's so much estrogen in our water that's making them more feminine. There's a lot of things that are happening to both men and women.
Wait. Hold on a second. Wait, did you say that as a joke or are you serious? Is there more estrogen in water these days?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Really?
There's been countless studies about the estrogen in the water levels. Well, do you want to know the reason why there's estrogen?
What?
Well, it's mainly because the people who are on the pill, birth control pill, which is filled with estrogen and other things like that that women are taking. So when they go to the bathroom, they release the estrogen into the water. And therefore, when the water gets filtered back through to us, there's still estrogen in the water, or at least remnants of it, so that men are ultimately becoming more feminine because of it.
Wow. You just enlightened me on some stuff.
I like that. I'm happy I did. But no, but it's all really interesting. And then a lot of women are getting the opportunity to become stronger than they were allowed to be in the past. So, you know, it takes a lot more to please a woman because now a lot of stronger women need men to do more things for them to prove that they are a strong, secure, safe character, because a lot of women are strong, secure, and safe on their own. So, it's a complete misbalance. And I think a lot of men are really confused on how to present themselves and how to deal with women. And with everything, a lot of women are very confusing to men. They do a lot of things. They give mixed messages, mainly because they're proud, they want to be polite, and there's a lot of miscommunication that I think is really messing people up and frustrating people, and causing a lot of disconnecting.
Interesting. Listeners, if you want to have a question or comment for Marnie, now this is going to be an interesting show because since I've gotten on the air, my number has always been 646-478-5710. But guess what? No longer. Blog Talk Radio has provided me with a toll-free number. So you're going to have to get used to this new number now. It's 866-691-7713. Write that down. 866-691-7713. I got to type that in the chat room. 866, because again, it's going to take me a while to get used to that. 691, type it in the chat room. 691. Wait, where did it go? Okay. 691-7713. This is monumental because, like I said, since my show started, my calling number has always been 646-478-5710. But no, it is now 866-691-7713. I'm going to take a quick intermission break so that Marnie can get a swig of water. But when I come back, I'm going to have more questions for her about the wing girl method. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, I'm Dangerously, and you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Mo One fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music, but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Mo One.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also letting you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to, you know, I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
You know, there's more single women than married women in the United States.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It's over 51%. Yeah.
There's more what?
Okay. There's more single women than married women in the United States right now. First time ever in history.
Mindset is correct. Somewhere there's a woman that's balanced, that's God-focused, that's, you know, she gives because she wants to give, not because she's trying to hook somebody with her giving, but she values herself. She recognizes her good qualities, acknowledges her bad qualities, and this is the person that's balanced and ready to be in a healthy relationship.
So the listeners know there's a letter in my
first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, he said, and you know what? I found my swagger. Now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that. Yeah.
Oh, man, you gotta love it.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Now return to my interview with attraction and seduction guru Marnie Wing on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. My special guest tonight is one of the few women in the attraction and seduction genre of experts and gurus, because if you're familiar with that, this field is dominated by men. But we have one of the few women who owns her own business. Her niche is the Wing Girl Method, the Wing Girl Method, and that's who I'm chatting it up with. And if you, throughout the conversation, if you have a question or comment, I got a new toll-free number. I'm almost excited. You ain't got to make no more long distance, even though long distance charges have kind of gone by the wayside. They ain't like they used to be back in the day anyway. But my new number is 866-691-7713, 866-691-7713. Now, I'm going to ask you kind of an awkward question, Marnie.
Yeah.
Do you get frustrated when you get, well, first of all, do you ever get confused? You know there's another business that has, like, a loosely similar name to yours. They're not so much into the whole advice deal, but they just, there's this organization that's based in New York, Vegas, a couple other cities, where they actually provide female escorts for men. And they have Wing in the title of their business. Do you ever get confused with them?
No, not anymore. In the very beginning, people said, oh, are you like Wing Women in New York? And I never even heard of them. But yeah, their business is strictly women taking, it's an escort business, basically. Ours is very different. If we do go out with you, we're coaching you the entire time. So, yeah, but no, not really. I haven't had anybody really mention it to me and go, 4 years. I don't think so. Yeah.
Now, in your opinion, give me three attributes, general attributes, that you feel separate men who are successful with women from those who tend to have a lot of disappointing and frustrating experiences with women.
They're men who have self-respect for themselves. So they're self-assured, men who are very comfortable with who they are, and men who have the ability to be direct and ask for what they want.
Ooh, I definitely agree with, well, I agree with all three of them, but I definitely, as you would expect, definitely agree with that last one.
Of course. That's
the basis for the Mode 1 philosophy.
Yeah, it's the most important thing. If you can't ask for what you want, then you're not going to get it. or you're going to get people who are confused. Like what we were talking about before, if you're not asking to be in a relationship or not asking to, not damn right, you know, just saying straight out, do you want to sleep with me? If you're not asking for those things and trying to hide behind, ooh, I just want to be your friend and I want to get to know you, and you're not asking for what you want, you're not going to get it. Because people can either misunderstand you or politely reject you by pretending to misunderstand what it is that you want. And so for a lot of guys, they get sucked into a situation where they're hoping and dreaming that one day a woman's going to turn around and say, oh my God, you're the man of my dreams. You've been there for 7 years and I've never noticed you. You know, it doesn't happen very often. But once in a while, I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. Yeah, it does happen. But that's so rare. So if you can ask for what you want and believe that you can get it, oh, you're far ahead of anybody else in the world.
Now, I'm almost hesitant to bring this guy's name up, but I'm going to bring it up because I want to ask you. Because I've definitely gotten emails from guys who are loosely similar to this guy, and I want to know if you've had any interactions with guys. Like you mentioned earlier, you've had guys who had a high degree of bitterness. But as you remember, in the news early this year, there was a guy, I want to say his name is George Sedini. The guy who went to Pittsburgh, went to the health club and killed those women.
Oh, I know.
And he said it was because he was frustrated with being rejected. Yeah. I want to ask you, in your opinion and observation, what leads a guy to get to a point where he's that bitter that he just wants to just kill him? Is it because he just cannot be straightforward about his interests, or is just that's something like kind of mental illness, or what's your best speculation?
I think that there, well, a small portion of it, I believe, is a mental illness. If you have the ability to dig yourself into that downward depression spiral, then, yeah, I think that there's something wrong with you psychologically. But for a lot of men and a lot of people in general, if they're lonely, God, that is it's the worst thing in the entire world. And when you don't reach out to people for help or you don't know how to get yourself out of that place, oh, God, yeah, it's a horrible, horrible place. But to go to that next level and go take out that frustration on other people, I can't even imagine having that mentality. I have tons of people writing into me, complete jerks, you know, saying it's because of you and women like you out there that men aren't with women, and but just saying horrible things to me because they're so bitter and frustrated. And it's very sad that a lot of men are like that. And a lot of men, too, who buy a lot of these programs, and they expect it to be like a magic pill for them, that they're going to watch a DVD and suddenly they're going to walk out the door and women are going to start flocking to them. It doesn't work that way. Any skill that you learn requires effort, requires practice, and requires a lot of patience. And if you don't have that, you can get really frustrated and depressed. And that's what happened with that guy. And it's horrible and sad. It's scary for a lot of men and for a lot of women.
Yeah, because I actually had a guy about a year and a half ago wrote me an email saying that, well, it was a good and bad email. On the negative end, he said he used to have visions of inviting all the women who had rejected him and who he felt disrespected him to some type of facility, and then just lighting gas bombs and blowing up the place. I was reading it like, oh, shit. And but then he went on to credit my book. He said, but Alan, then I read Bold One.
But I like you.
Yeah, he said, then it made me take responsibility for my behavior, and I realized, you know, that he was just being a wimp about expressing his interest and his inability to handle rejection with thick skin. And so hopefully he didn't do anything that was so Dini-like.
No, but that's great. That's, first of all, amazing for you that you were able to change somebody's life like that, so... Congratulations, that's huge. That's
absolutely
amazing.
Well, yeah. One thing I do tell men in my book, and I'm sure you pretty much tell men the same thing, is that you can't go around blaming women for your disappointments and frustrations, especially like we both talked about, especially if you're not being upfront and straightforward about your interests.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like a man asking a woman out to dinner, and she keeps having him spend money in all these five-star restaurants. And then after the end of the fourth or fifth date, she says, oh, Brian, you know, I'm sorry. I just have no interest in you. And I've seen this happen where a guy, he'll come back to me, one of his boys, and be like, man, that woman was a bitch, man. Spent all that money on her. But then I'll ask, I say, at what point did you let her know straightforwardly that you wanted to either date her or have casual sex with her? Well, you know, I didn't want to just come out with you.
Yeah. And I'm exactly. Like,
there you go. That's
right.
Like,
there's your problem. Exactly. It's so funny because for you it's a simple answer, and I say the same simple answer too, and these guys are so enlightened by it. They're like, oh my God, you're right. I didn't ask for it. Because I was afraid of, well, it's really being afraid of rejection, and it's part of insecurity, but they keep using the excuse, I didn't want to push myself on her. You know, like when they see girls, and they're like, oh, I didn't want to go up and approach her because I didn't want to distract her. I didn't know she was busy reading her magazine on the bus. I didn't want to impose on her life. I'm always like, impose on her life. Make it interesting and fun. She's riding the bus home every single day, reading the same paper, probably not even reading it. Go offer her something interesting and different. Stop, you know, it's only you being uncomfortable with situations. Stop putting it on other people.
Yeah, I agree. Now, when you meet with a client, you assign, I noticed on one of your pages, you have a number of women who work on your staff that are, you know, wing women. Do you assign each client one of your wing girls?
I was doing that before, but most men actually just want to work with me now. So I always have myself and one other girl that's best suited for that guy. But most of the women who do work for me, they write for me. So they're on the blog portion of our website, and I only have about 4 to 6 girls that assist me with seminars and with wing girl outings.
Okay.
Yeah, but they always go with me.
Now, do you only, now you know, obviously, the seduction community is not simply about men looking for their next girlfriend or the future wife. At least probably 50 to 60% of them are looking to get laid. Now, do you teach men how to score a one-night stand or a weekend fling, or you just specifically concentrate on helping them get into a relationship?
I teach men to ask for what they want. So if they want a one-night stand and they're sincere guys who don't want to manipulate and play women, yeah, of course, I'll assist them. The thing is that as long as you can believe you can get anything that you want and learn the behaviors that are needed to attract women, if you start asking for what you want, you can get what you want. So if you want to have a one-night stand, you can put it out there in your head and in your mind, and you can learn to have a one-night stand because you believe that you can. So, yeah, I don't limit it to just relationships. But most of my audience and the guys who do work with me are looking mainly to have options, just to know that they're not stuck with that one girl that's been staring at them for the past month and a half, that that's their only option for a woman out there. I help them learn that every single woman is available to them if they want those women.
Did you see, did you happen to see the movie Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Oh, of course. Yes. Love that movie.
I love the way Javier Bardem's character was just
so
like,
sexy.
I want to have a threesome with you two.
I love it. I have a blog about that on my site, talking about that exact thing, because I saw that. I was at my home with my fiance and a few of my girlfriends were over watching with their boyfriends, and I literally could see every single woman during that scene turn a little bit red, get like perk up, sit up straight, glance over at their significant others, and then glance at each other. Like, we were all getting very excited when that scene was coming on. So the truth is, Javier Bardem is not really very good looking. I actually don't think he's overly attractive. I think sometimes he's actually quite unattractive. But in that scene, the way that he was portraying himself made every single girl have this feeling in their stomach. Their heart started racing a little bit faster. You know, each of my friends were licking their lips at some point during the scene.
It was one of the sexiest examples of a man I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, I got so many emails when that movie came out. You know,
I'm
Laura
sure.
Reed, I'm like, man, wasn't Javier Bardem, he was Mole 1, wasn't he? He was Mole, he just like, man, but then a lot of them were like, man, I could never do that, man. That took balls, man. I mean, I could never just go up to two women and say, would you like to have a threesome? But, see, Marnie and I are telling guys, if that's what you want, you got to ask for it.
Exactly. And the thing is that then it's up to the other person to reject you. Stop rejecting yourself before somebody else rejects you. It's a waste of time. You're never going to have anything great happen in your life, you know?
Oh, Marnie said, see, either we think just alike, or my Mole 1 book done got absorbed in your subconscious. I tell men that very phrase all the time. I say, the worst thing you could do is to reject yourself before a woman rejects you. That's just the dumbest thing I see men do repeatedly is when they reject themselves.
Exactly. And maybe I did get that from your book, because I read it so long ago. But yeah, I've always had that belief system, because I've always believed in myself that I can have whatever I want. And as soon as I would tell myself I couldn't have something, then I wouldn't get it, because I wouldn't go after it. I wouldn't be proactive. I wouldn't have a positive energy around what I wanted. So of course I wasn't going to get it. It was self-fulfilling. It wasn't going to happen, so that I could prove myself right and feel some sort of victory in the situation. But, yeah, totally. Another thing that I tell men is that if they can't turn themselves on, they can't turn anybody else on. So, you know, if you're not getting yourself excited, you can't get somebody else excited. Thank you. You can use it.
That's pretty good. I like that, Marnie. If you can't turn yourself on, that's good stuff. Now, do you only exclusively take men? Have you ever, like, had a females come to you and say, Marnie, I want you to teach me how to attract men?
Yeah, of course. Look, I've always been getting advice from my female friends. But whenever one of my female friends comes to me and really has an issue, I will say, go talk to Jordan. That's my fiance, you know, because he gives much better advice. He's inside a man's head. For me, I can make my friend feel better. I can make her boost her confidence. I can help give her advice on how to be a stronger woman, which is what a lot of the male coaches do for men. But ultimately, I'm not inside of a man's head. So I can't say, no, this is what's really going on. This is how he's actually feeling. This is why he's responding that way. So, again, I can empower women, but I can't properly advise them.
That was well spoken.
Thank you. I'm getting somebody tapping the back from you. I like your show.
Now, last week I did a show about, and the subject was why good girls love to date bad boys. Do you think that your principles and philosophies can help, say, a guy who's like pretty like nerdy in nature or geeky in nature eventually have the same type of edge and sex appeal that the prototypical bad boy has?
Yeah. The thing is that women are attracted to bad boys mainly because they present themselves as self-assured men who respect themselves and don't drop their boundaries for women they just meet. That's what women are ultimately attracted to. They don't want a wimp. They don't want an overly nice guy who is willing to throw their self-respect out the window as soon as they meet a woman. You know, so that's why a lot of women, they do get confused in the very beginning. They're men who respect themselves, may seem unavailable because they know that they have options, and they're men who don't drop their boundaries and who don't allow women to walk all over them, and that's the sexiest thing in the entire world. So why wouldn't women be attracted to them? But ultimately it ends up being a mess, because later on down the road he ends up being a jerk. You know, there's no women out there who are like, oh, find me the biggest jerk in the entire world. I want to be with him forever, have him treat me horribly, have him walk all over me. There's no one who says that. Nobody aims to be with a jerk. It's kind of like they get tricked in the very beginning because of a certain type of behavior that they're attracted to. Biologically, that's what they're attracted to.
Again, and it turns out that they're jerks, and it ends up being a whole other challenge that happens for women down the road trying to deal with the jerk and change him. And that's a horrible process for a woman to go through.
Listeners, if you have a question or comment for Marnie, my new toll-free number is 866-691-7713. It's going to take me a while to get used to saying that. 866-691-7713. I'm about to take another intermission break. First, I want to do two things, though, before I go to intermission. One, recognize some people who just came into my chat room. 50 and retired, long time listener, 50 and retired. He's been retired since he was 50. That's right, 50 and retired. Miss Heartbeat, Deborah Cooper, she's a fellow Blog Talk Radio host. Miss Heartbeat, Key West Show is in the chat room. Angel and the Coach is in the chat room. Much love to you guys. And secondly, I don't know if you've ever listened to a previous episode of mine, Marnie, but one thing that's become kind of a tradition on my show is I get my guests to stretch out the O's in mode one. So instead of saying mode one, you say mode one. So give me your best rendition of mode one.
Mode one.
Alan Roger Curry.
You're up front, straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
That was good, Marty. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
We're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll be back with more questions for Marty and the Wing Girl Method. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You having a hard time paying bills? Are you still waiting for the stimulus money to trickle down to your pocket? Well, you don't have to wait any longer. By joining ARD Network, you'll be able to lower your utility bills while making an income for yourself for sharing our utility bill reduction program with your friends and family. Stop paying high prices for electric and gas service. Let us lower your utility bills while helping you earn money from sharing this opportunity with your friends. Call 301-534-9246 now. For the first 100 callers, we'll waive your membership fee and start you on your way to lowering your utility bills and putting more money in your pocket. Your stimulus has finally arrived. Call 301-534-9246 to become a member and start saving and making money today.
Mode one.
You know, I've never really looked at myself as a quote unquote bad boy, at least not in all regards. I mean, I ain't never robbed no bank, and I ain't never skipped 2 weeks of school. So, in terms of just various facets of my behavior, I wouldn't necessarily call myself that. But yeah, when it comes to sex, I've definitely been that guy.
Because
I will push a woman's boundaries.
You know what? To be honest with you, I think most women are waiting for a man to do that. Most women want a man to do that. Most women that are coming up in the day and age where a woman is supposed to be the good girl have this idea that a man is going to bring that out of her, and she's hoping that he will. Unfortunately, a lot of men, I won't say a lot of men, but some men have no idea what they're doing. And so they're not able to get that out of her. And then everybody's frustrated. She's frustrated. He's frustrated. Nobody knows why it's not working. But women are like, go ahead, like blindfold her and just take her wherever you want to take her. She's waiting for a man to command that. So she can't, you know, in some cases be that free to say, okay, blindfold me and take me wherever you want to take me. And it's because in some way she's afraid of where you might take her. You know, depending on what the relationship is like with him and how much she trusts him. And in other cases, she just doesn't know how to say that herself.
No woman wants a man that can't lay it down in the bedroom. Period. And, you know, women, we go through this, oh, I want to be held and I want to cuddle and I want to talk. Yeah, we want to do all of that. But when it comes down to it, we want to be climbing off the ceiling just like everybody else does.
Single, lonely, confused, join me.
I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Now return to my interview with attraction and seduction guru Marnie Wing on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're down to about the last 15 minutes of conversation. So if you got some questions or comments, call in to my new toll-free number. That's right, folks, my new toll-free number. Blog Talk Radio must be trying to splurge, help a brother out with this new toll-free number, 866-691-7713. Now, that's interesting, 7713. Two lucky numbers and then 13, which is an unlucky number. They tried to balance it out. 2713. But yeah, call in if you got a question coming from Marnie Wing. Now, since you know, I'm going to put you on the spot, Marnie. I'm going to put you on the spot right here.
Yeah.
Since you're a woman and you know how women work, go ahead and give out one free secret to the men. What brings out a woman's inner freak? Now, I say, I know the answer to this, but I want to see what you say. What brings out a woman's inner freak side?
Allowing a woman the choice to be sexual instead of forcing it on her.
Say that again.
Allowing a woman to have choice over her sexuality instead of forcing it on her. I just did an interview with David Shade about this as well. And I told this one story about when I was younger. I was a huge prude. Mainly because I was friends with guys, so I knew what went on after, you know, they would make out or sleep with women. I knew the things that were said about them. So I was overly protective of myself because I didn't ever want to be seen or viewed as one of those girls, which I know a lot of girls have the same thing happening. They don't want to be seen as a slut or a whore or stupid. And so I would just kiss everybody. I always did that. I never really did anything more than that. And then I went traveling, backpacking when I was younger, to Australia, and I met this guy there who was everything, same as, you know, what my fiance is now, everything I preach for men to be. And we started making out with each other, and he stopped about 5 minutes into making out, and he said, you know what, if you're uncomfortable with anything, just tap my hand, and I'll stop. And I never had to tap his hand. I felt completely free to make my own choice over sexuality, and I, you know, not that I did freaky things that night, but I did a lot of things that I had never done before because I felt in control of my sexuality and that I had a choice over it. And that is the most liberating feeling for a woman, especially, you know, especially for women who are very self-conscious about being used or taken advantage of, which I think ultimately describes most women.
True.
Yeah.
Everything you said was valid.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, no, definitely. Like, I think even for me to get a little bit freaky now, like, it's just the joint decision with my fiance. It's the comfort within myself. I think for women, a lot of sexuality is completely locked in our heads. And once you can start freeing up a woman's mind, making her relax a little bit more, giving her faith in herself, faith in her sexuality, her sexiness, her beauty, the way that she moves so that she can be proud of that. Oh, God, if you're able to do that, you can get a girl to do some pretty freaky shit. Doctor, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on your show. Sorry, yeah. But, yeah.
Man, I don't mind.
You know?
This is upfront and straightforward.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's good stuff right there. Why do you think, just generally speaking, why do you think the dating and relationships field is so popular nowadays? Because 15, 20, 25 years ago, you didn't have all these, you know, dating coaches and seduction gurus. Do you think it's that singles just live lifestyles that leave them feeling empty and looking to fill a romantic void? Or, I mean, why is this genre, which is great for us, of course,
yeah.
But why do you think it has exploded in the last 10 years or so?
I think because people are becoming more comfortable with being single. They're waiting a lot longer to get married. The divorce rate is higher. I think a lot of people want to figure out how to properly make connections. And then also what we were talking about before, how men are becoming more feminine and women are becoming more masculine. And there's a lot of confusion. And people are getting married later. And there's just a lot of miscommunication happening. So people want to explain. And people are now... It's not taboo to be heard. If you get a divorce, now you're allowed to write a book about it and say everything that you thought and felt and experienced. And now other people are announcing that they probably have the same thing or feel the same way or think the same way. Whereas before, it was just taboo to talk about your insecurities and the fact that you were vulnerable in a specific situation. And now, you know, reality shows that they're showing the worst sides of people. I just think that the population now is a lot more open to things. So yeah, our industry is booming because a lot more people want to understand connections. I think ultimately it's driving people a little bit crazy because if they're not strong enough people who can choose methods that work for themselves, they can get really lost in the materials. And and ultimately just they can have self-combustion because they're overloading on materials and there's conflicting messages out there which may inhibit them from possibly making a connection with somebody because they're so stuck to the rules that other people are providing. Mm-hmm. That was a lot that I just said in there. Sorry, I went on a bit of a tangent.
No, that was good stuff. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think, I've had some guests, of course I've had different opinions on this question, but do you think this current generation, that marriage to a large degree has lost its appeal? Or not really?
I don't know it loses its appeal, but I think people lose their patience for marriage and they get out a lot quicker. And because I think there's so many options for us now, I think people aren't really willing to work in a relationship. And relationships are tough. And they're supposed to be work, and getting another person to live a life and walk through life with you is one of the most amazing accomplishments, I think, in the entire world. And I think a lot of people stop trying, mainly because they don't communicate or they don't state their needs and they're not being direct. But I don't know if people don't value marriage as much. I think that they're afraid of it, to tell you the truth. Mainly because of all the people that are getting divorces and the fear of ending up as a statistic and not making the right choice. So I think fear is definitely part of it.
Now, I'm going to throw race in here. Do you have any decent percentage or number of African-American clients or not really?
No, most of them are white males. And that's actually funny that you said that, because I was at the PUA Summit, and most of them are white males, too, and Asian, a lot of Asian. But, yeah, there weren't a lot of African Americans. That's because they're confident. Exactly. They know what they're doing. It's fine. That's okay. My fiancé is half black. Maybe that's why I'm so confident.
Oh, shit. You didn't know. I didn't know that. Your boyfriend is half black. Yeah. You know what they say. Once you go black.
Exactly. Don't go back.
No, Caucasian male listeners, I'm just teasing. You can get the poo nanny too, you know.
100%.
Brothers do tend to have some women sprung.
That is interesting.
Now you already gave me three comments/criticisms of weaknesses you think that a man have.
Yes.
What are some criticisms, if you're willing to say this? What are 2 to 3 criticisms you have of your own gender when it comes to today's dating scene?
Well, a lot of women are also not very direct, and they don't say what they want. Mainly because women communicate on emotions. So if I'm with another woman, I can feel what the other woman's feeling. So if she's feeling uncomfortable, I feel that right away. And so a lot of women think that men can feel the same thing, so they don't usually say straight out what it is that they want or what they're looking for or what they need. They expect men to be mind readers, so that's a huge error. A lot of women pounce on men, and they become overly emotional about a man that they just meet, mainly because they act impulsively on their emotions instead of, again, having the comfortable, calm character that men are also attracted to. Another thing is that a lot of women forget to be feminine. I think a lot of women fight against being feminine, but ultimately I believe that that's what most women want to feel. They want to be able to drop their guards as the masculine characters that we're meant to be now, and they ultimately want to be feminine, but a lot of women have a hard time allowing themselves to be feminine.
Oh, you're going to have to say that again. You said a lot of women have a hard time allowing themselves to be feminine?
Yeah, or finding a man that allows them to feel feminine as well. Because a lot of men are becoming a little bit weaker. Like, there's this whole thing that I talk about men handling tension, which I think is really important, because this is an issue between my fiancé and I, too. When I would get insecure for a moment, and that happens instantly where something goes through my head and I feel insecure and I would pose a question or make a statement, which would actually mean reaching out for help from my significant other. And he wouldn't be able to handle it properly, meaning by recognizing that it was a moment of fear and insecurity in me, and he took it defensively and sort of curled up into a ball instead of assisting me with making me feel better. I ultimately felt more masculine than my partner, and he kind of failed me for a moment and because he wasn't able to be the masculine character I needed at that moment, which made me feel that I couldn't be feminine with him and be weak for a moment and vulnerable. So I think handling tension is really important as a man, and women fear men will not be able to be the masculine characters that they need.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Robert Beck? He has a street name, Iceberg Slim.
No, who's that? I've never heard of him.
Well, it's a good book. If you get some free time next few months, read this book. It's an interesting book. It's definitely interesting for men to read. I think women will find it entertaining, too. A guy named Robert Beck wrote this book called Pimp, Story of My Life. He was a well-known pimp in the middle part of the 20th century. And anyway, he is most of the book is just autobiographical, but he has a few gems of wisdom. But anyway, he makes an interesting statement that what you just said reminded me of. He said the vast majority of women, and I'm paraphrasing, but he says their natural inclination is to want to be very feminine and very submissive. But he says, in so many words, that if a woman is in the company of a man who's very wimpy, passive, and just acts like a bitch, excuse for that phraseology, but then she's going to naturally become more dominant, more controlling, and she's going to become more bitch-like.
100%.
Bitch in the dominant sense. And I find that interesting reading that because, yeah, he basically says that, you know, a lot of guys will complain about women not being feminine enough, but he's basically saying to men, if you complain about women not being feminine enough, then you're not being manly enough.
Exactly.
If you're being a true man, you won't have to persuade a woman to be more feminine. She will naturally be more feminine and submissive. And anyway, that was an interesting passage in his book.
Yeah.
running out of time, I want to ask you finally, what do you think about the idea of men maintaining platonic relationships with women? Do you think that men should treasure their female platonic friends, and can their female platonic friends end up being their own personal wing women?
Yeah, of course. As long as there's no sexual tension there, which rarely happens, 100%. If that guy ultimately loves that woman, and again, like I was describing before, is hoping for her to turn around and want him, then no, it's not a healthy relationship, and they shouldn't really be friends, because they're not friends, ultimately. He's having a friendship with her in order to become intimate with her, and that rarely ever happens. But yeah, if you have a female friend that you like, you're not attracted to, there's no intimate feelings, for sure, ask her questions. That's what I do with all my guy friends. I ask my guy friends questions about men, about how they work, about my relationships, because they can properly advise me. So on the flip side for guys, if they can't use my services, use your free services that are around you. Women will tell you anything. If you ask them to be straight and direct with you because you want to improve on something in your life, they will be very, very honest with you. If you don't specify that, they will be polite and nice and pump you up, which is what they usually do to their female friends. So, yeah, use your female friends to be wing girls for you, 100%.
Okay, now real quickly, tell my listening audience where they can find you on the World Wide Web and any workshops or seminars you might have coming up, any new products you might have available, all of that.
Okay, well, you can go to winggirlmethod.com, and there's a blog up there. There's tons of free resources and information. You can sign up for the newsletter. Again, it's free. We also have two fantastic programs on our site, but a new service that I'm going to be starting in the middle of February, which is now out if you email me directly, you can get a very special price on it, is something that is called the Insider's Information Package. And it's a monthly series where men can email me every single day and ask a question, and within 24 hours I will give them advice coming from a female perspective. They also get a weekly challenge from me and other top experts in the seduction community. They get membership area, forum area. They get tons of free stuff, free teleconference every single month. There's just tons for them to get with that service.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, Marnie, it's been great having you as a guest on my show. I thought you provided some very excellent feedback to my listeners, and I wish you nothing but success in the future. And again, congratulations on your marital engagement with your personal Obama man in your life.
I know, I like it. I love it. Thank you.
All right, listeners, that was Marnie. I just call her Marnie Wing. And again, next week I won't have a live show because of Thanksgiving, of course, but I will be back in 2 weeks with the strong-minded and controversial David X. David X. David X, again, he is a man. He's another person from the attraction and seduction community. A lot of people have compared he and I to each other because he's all about the non-BS approach. He doesn't believe in lying to women or manipulating them to get them in bed. He just believes pretty much and being upfront and straightforward in his own right. So until 2 weeks from now, have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Have a very enjoyable Thanksgiving holiday. Again, forget turkey. It's all about the chicken wings, baby. Chicken wings, peach snapple, peace.